When using a cryostat or magnet, it is important to be aware of how much liquid cryogen is in that cryostat or magnet, as well as in the storage tour. Measuring the level of liquid you have is a simple and straightforward process, whether you're interested in measuring liquid nitrogen or liquid helium. Gloves are optional, but make sure you wear safety glasses. First, let's consider liquid nitrogen. Some larger cryostats have digital liquid nitrogen meters, which update constantly and can be read directly. If yours does not, then to check the liquid level in that cryostat, you will need a thin phenolic resin rod. You can find one located near most instruments and in the prep areas of the high bay and guide hall. Locate the liquid nitrogen fill port on your cryostat. If the nitrogen fill port has a cap on it, make sure you relieve pressure before removing the cap to avoid dangerous boil-off. Now you can slowly insert the rod as far as it will go. Be aware that some liquid may boil off as the rod comes into contact with it. Once you feel the rod touch the bottom of the cryostat, wait approximately 10 seconds and then remove it and wave it gently back and forth until you see frost appear. Frost forms where the liquid was in direct contact with the rod and has cooled it thoroughly, so the level of frost corresponds to the level of nitrogen in the cryostat. Comparing this level to the overall depth of the reservoir will tell you if it's time to refill. If you do need to refill, nitrogen storage tours are located throughout the facility. Places where a nitrogen dewar can always be found are in the high bay and guide hall prep areas. Do not take any dewars that are attached to automatic refill stations. Checking the liquid level in the dewar is as easy as reading the position of the float on top of the dewar. Use the stainless steel transfer line on the dewar for your transfer. Although it gets cold, the metal line can be easily removed immediately upon completion of the fill. In the unlikely event that the storage dewar runs out before you have filled your cryostat, you can easily remove the transfer line from the empty storage dewar and attach it to a new one. Make sure that you tighten it and that you attach it to the liquid port rather than the vent. Now let's consider liquid helium. To check the liquid helium level in your cryostat, use the level meter provided. There are several different types of level meters in use at the NCNR, but they all operate on the same principle. When running your experiment, you need only make sure that the cable is plugged in and that the meter is set to read intermittently rather than continuously. Continuous readings add heat to the reservoir and needlessly burn off liquid helium. To do this, set the meter to the pulse or slow setting. To take an instantaneous reading, you can briefly toggle the switch to read in continuous mode. You do not need to make any other adjustments to the level meter. For most cryostats, when the helium level drops to about 20%, it's time to refill. See the video titled How to Refill Liquid Helium for instructions, or see a sample environment team member for assistance. Once you've located a storage dewar, you need to make sure it contains enough liquid to do your refill. If a recent measurement has been made, it will be written on the brown tag attached to the ring of the dewar. However, it is always a good idea to double-check this measurement. To measure the liquid level in the dewar directly, you will need a flutter tube. A flutter tube is simply a metal rod with a cup attached to one end. You'll find one located at the transfer station near your instrument. Before opening the top valve, first slowly open the vent valve, making sure it is not pointed toward you or any other person. Wait for the burst of cold gas to slow. Now it is safe to open the top valve. Insert the rod into the storage dewar. When you feel it touch the bottom, pinch the rod with your fingers to mark the depth. Use the palm of your other hand to cover the cup of the flutter tube. You will begin to feel a rhythmic thumping. Slowly lift the rod out of the dewar until you feel a sudden increase in the frequency of the thumping. This indicates that the rod is now above the level of the helium. Remove your hand from the cup and mark the position with your fingers. Measure the distance between your two sets of pinched fingers, in this case 6 inches. Use the table printed on the storage dewar to convert this measurement to liters. For refilling an orange cryostat, you'll need at least 12 liters. Don't forget to measure the level again after your transfer, and write the result on the brown tag, along with the date. You should now know how to measure liquid cryogens. If you need help, please contact a member of the sample environment team. And don't forget, whenever dealing with liquid cryogens, always wear your safety glasses.